On today's Women Rising series, we hear from the first Chinese-born legislator in Europe. Anna Lowe of Northern Ireland's Alliance Party has said that she will not seek re-election to the Assembly because she is disillusioned with the state of that nation's politics. Underneath her broad reason is a more personal issue. Anna Lowe has said in recent interviews she does not feel safe because she's been experiencing more threats and racist abuse than ever. Anna Lowe explains to Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso that while her election to the Assembly is historic, she feels that just her presence is a stark reminder of the ethnic diversity that now makes up Northern Ireland.
I'm not going to resign. I am just not going to seek re-election. I have been elected to May 2016. I think it's about time to step down, just to allow younger people to come forward and maybe bring some more new ideas and new skills into our parliament here.
In your article there, it talked about racism in Northern Ireland. Have you experienced any of that firsthand?
Yes. Over the years, certainly I have personal experience of racism. But more recently, I have received threats and racist abuse.
What struck me about your article is not so much that you didn't want to continue in office, but the word that you use of disillusionment. You've been fighting the good fight for many years, decades.
Yes. The two major parties that's representing the Catholic or nationalist community, and the other one is representing the unionist or loyalist community. They are the two major parties here, and they have not been able to work very well. In my view, they seem to be just really only working for their own community. I feel that they have not really been working together for the benefit of the whole community. It's really that sort of the frustration that I just feel like I really am a bit tired of it. But, you know, it's also time for me to step down as well. In 2016, I'll be 65, you know, maybe, you know, should go and do something else.
However, it could also be perceived by your critics as a victory, could it not?
As a victory for them. Well, I certainly would still be active in the Alliance Party. Sometimes it may work better from outside of government. You could be more effective that way.
Moving forward.
Yes.
What's next for you?
Well, next for me is obviously I'm elected to 2016. I will continue to work hard for my constituents. I'm the chair of the Environment Committee, which I passionately support, and you know, want to see more environmental protection, more renewable energy being developed in Northern Ireland. I will work hard to certainly work on those issues. I still have a lot of what we call the all-party group, and whereby, you know, different issues, individuals' issues are being raised inside government, and I will continue to work hard to promote measures to address these problems.
Are you not like the first Asian woman to hold this position?
I'm the first Chinese-born legislator in the whole of Europe. Someone's done it, so hope to see more people from ethnic minority people coming forward like me, first ever ethnic minority person on the island of Ireland ever to be elected into Parliament. So, I mean, just simply, I think by my presence, I remind people of that fact, and I think that's those visual impacts can be quite powerful.
Anna Lowe of Northern Ireland's Alliance Party, the first Chinese-born legislator in Europe, speaking with Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso. Francis is heard each week at this time with her Women Rising series.